A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch, Jesus says. It's hard to watch without wanting to do something, just as it's hard for us to listen without speaking. In a conversation, while the other person is speaking, we often find ourselves looking ahead to how we will answer. And so we miss the core of what the other says. Listening deeply, on the other hand, takes us out of ourselves and silences our need to have an answer ready. If we can learn to listen in this way, we have a chance to know the other in a non-superficial way, often to understand what lies beneath the spoken word. So it is with watching. If we can let go of our restless need to do, watching can open our eyes to mysteries we had previously missed. We can look to the horizon and see the ways Christ is already present, already unveiling the reign of God to us. What we're aiming for is not the mesmerized watching we do in front of the TV or the computer. Nor is it the distracted watching of travelers waiting for a train with one eye on the novel they're reading. The watching Jesus calls for is a vibrant, eyes-opened, attention-focused awareness of the signs of the times. And it's an in-depth reflection on what those signs of the times mean for the plan of God that is still unfolding. Still coming. Watching is the response of yearning hearts who know their own sinfulness and the woundedness of the world. It is the longing anew for our Redeemer who will rend the heavens and come to save us. Sin happens in a very real way when we refuse to listen, when we stop watching. We turn aside to what tickles our ears. We get preoccupied with things that cloud our vision. And so Isaiah cries out for our Redeemer. He begs for a new revelation of God. It is a sober message that opens our celebration of Advent. Sober, but not depressive. For St. Paul assures us that we are not lacking in any spiritual gift as we wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have what we need to restore and deepen our devotion to Christ so that we can be genuinely open to his appearance. Finally, the watching Christ asks of us a deep trust that he will return in all his glory when time shall cease and the world as we know it will end. That trust is grounded in the certainty that even now he shows us his face at each new dawn and in every circumstance of life. It is the trust of those who know themselves to be the clay in the potter's hand. It is that trust that enables us to watch and wait for the one who even now shepherds us into the realm of his mercy. Show us, Lord, your love, and grant us your salvation.